This story is called Priya and the Garage Sale. Once upon a time, there was a young girl named Priya, and she loved soccer, or in some parts of the world, they call it football. But where she lived in Michigan, they called it soccer. And from the moment she kicked her first ball when she was a little 4-year-old kid, the sport had taken over. She dreamt of becoming a professional player where she would make money and do it for her job. She was so good. She loved the color of the soccer ball. She loved the sound of kicking that ball hard as she could. And she loved the wet, bright green grass. She thought it was so fun to spray up mud when she ran and kicked. And even when her teammates complained about the yucky weather, the rain, the cold, she absolutely loved it. She would have a contest with her best friend to see who could get the muddiest. And their moms would always groan because they'd have to wash their uniforms so often. Anyway, Priya loved soccer, but she also loved one other thing. Can you guess what it is? Garage sales. Now, if you don't know what a garage sale is, it's when people, usually on a weekend, hold open their garage door and they have a ton of stuff from their garage or from their house that they don't want anymore and they're going to sell. Some people have it inside the garage with the garage door open. Other people just lay out tables or blankets outside and spread out all of the things. But the best thing about garage sales is they're usually super cheap. You never know what kind of treasure you'll find, and you might even be able to buy it for a quarter or maybe a dollar. And Priya was used to looking for books. She loved collecting tons of kids' books, and she would sometimes even got them for free. So anytime she saw a sign in the neighborhood for a garage sale, she would clip the leash on her dog, and they would go trotting on over, and they would walk by and look and see what they could find. And if she had enough change in her pockets, she might even treat herself to something. So one sunny Saturday, her dog and her were walking along, and as she walked past a garage sale, a glint of light caught her eye. She moved closer to look, and she brought her hand up to shade her eyes. She had the sun in her eyes a little bit, but she was like, I think I just saw something and I need to know what it was. She looked closer and found a pair of old, worn-out looking soccer cleats, and they were hidden beneath a pile of old sports equipment. Curiosity piqued, Priya picked them up. The cleats looked really unique. She had never seen ones like that. They had a rainbow ribbon and sparkly spikes on the bottom. She was like, I wonder how much these would be, and I wonder if I have enough. Well, maybe they won't even fit, so I probably shouldn't even try them on. So she put them back down, but then her dog barked, and the dog picked it up, the cleats up in his mouth, and he nudged them closer to her. So Priya thought, okay, well, if he wants me to look at them, I better look at them and see. So she took off her sneakers and put her foot in, expecting them to be way too big or way too tight. But no, not only did they fit perfectly, they felt great. When she turned them over, she saw a really interesting design. It was like a mystical pattern etched onto the soles of them. It wasn't a brand she recognized, so she was wondering. But she shrugged her shoulders and decided to go up and ask the garage sale owner how much they were. The elderly lady was sitting in her lawn chair and she smiled when she saw Priya coming with the shoes. Oh my, she said, those were mine when I was about your age. And do you know what? I was the best soccer player on my team, and I even got to play as a professional player for many years. Priya couldn't believe it. She said, "That's so exciting. That's what I want to do when I grow up." The woman winked and said, "Well, maybe my lucky cleats will help you out." Priya shrugged her shoulders and thought, "Maybe." And she said, "Ma'am, how much are these?" And the woman said, "For you, they're free." "Really?" Priya asked. "No way." She was so excited about these exciting soccer cleats. So she thanked the lady, and her and her dog ran home with them. She cleaned them up as best as she could, and she put them back on. And the moment she took her soccer ball out into the yard and she gave it a little nudge, something magical happened. Priya felt almost like a shock, like a surge of electricity through her body. All of a sudden, she knew she had to play, and not just in her backyard. So she took the ball and dribbled it to the next soccer field that was near her house. And there were already some of her friends playing soccer. She began to dribble up to them and kick the ball and run. Her movements were fluid and smooth and faster, and she had more control over the ball than she'd ever had before. It was as if these soccer cleats were guiding her. They were making her already great soccer skills even better. She was playing like a soccer superstar. Word of her newfound talent, her amazing talent at being the best soccer player, spread throughout the local soccer community. All of a sudden, people were cheering her name and making posters for her at games. And she was becoming famous for being so good at soccer. She really, really was so excited that this lady had given her a chance with these magic soccer cleats. And she knew they were the secret to her success. Until one morning she came downstairs and she was looking for the shoes. And then she saw her dog and she saw a single rainbow shoelace coming out of his mouth. "No, Spike!" She ran toward him and looked around. The shoes were chewed up. The dog had completely chewed up her shoes. She burst into tears and ran to tell her mom. But there was nothing her mom could do. It was too late. They were beyond repair. She cried and cried and cried because tomorrow was a really important game. And if they won, they would be the champions. But she knew they could not win now because she didn't have her magic shoes. She decided to take Spike for a walk. And even though she was mad at him, she knew she couldn't really be. So she walked him along and she was kind of kicking at the ground and tears were still coming down her face. "What's the matter, dear?" She heard a nice elderly voice call out to her. She looked up. It was the woman from the garage sale. She said, "Oh, my dog ate those magic soccer cleats you gave me. I wore them and I became the best soccer player. They made me faster and they made me kick better. And now I don't have them, and so we're gonna lose." And she started crying again. The woman said, "Oh, it's okay." She walked closer to her and put a reassuring arm on her shoulder and said, "I have something to tell you." Priya looked at her and said, "What?" She was hopeful that maybe this lady had another pair of shoes, like a backup player. But instead, the woman said, "They're not magic at all. I was just joking. I wasn't a great soccer player. I had them as a kid because I played once and I thought they were pretty, but I was actually really bad and I decided to take up basketball instead." Priya looked at her and said, "What? Those aren't magic shoes that made you become a professional player?" The woman shook her head. "No, I just said that because sometimes if you tell yourself something, your mind is so powerful, it'll believe it, and it might even make it happen." Priya stomped her foot and said, "You tricked me." The lady said, "No, I just wanted you to know that you have the talent inside of you all along. It's not the shoes. It's you and your mind telling you that you can do it and you can be the best." Priya was shocked. "Really? So I can still win tomorrow, maybe?" Woman said, "Oh, I believe it 100%. And if you believe it 100% too, I'm sure you'll win. Thanks, Priya shouted, and she ran home with her dog, and she put on her old shoes and ran out into the yard to play. She practiced and practiced, and before she knew it, it was the next morning and time for the big game. The whistle blew and they were off. She ran even faster, kicked even smoother, and was going up and down the field, just showing everyone her mad soccer skills. And just like the women had guessed, they won. Priya scored the winning goal even with her old boring soccer shoes. And everyone was so excited, they lifted her up and cheered, saying, "Priya, you're the best, we won." And she felt like such a winner. And it felt even better to know that it wasn't any type of magic or special shoe. It was her, just her. She believed in herself, and so she did it. The end.